rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way for the comfort of my dignity. Well, he abides, he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. Night and day as I walk the narrow way, in the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is that the Comforter abides in me. To abide in ya, we abide, we abide. Hallelujah, we abide in me. Full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. But then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides with me. Amen. Well, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing my day as I walk through. Everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird in justice free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul. And the Comforter abides in me. Well, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. Well, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way. For the for the things of the world have taken me. Long ago I gave them up instantly. All my night was turned to day. All my burdens go away. Now the Comforter abides with me. Well, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the
once more, sing it like you mean it.
He abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk for the Comforter abides with me.
One more time.
For he abides, hallelujah, he abides with me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way for the Comforter abides in me.
We'll clap and join. Are you happy about it? Thank you. happy he abides with me today. That's the only way you can rejoice night and day, is if he abides with you. Amen? A lot of happy people here. I'm not going to seat you. You're just going to have to stand up. I told you to. Brother Brim says there's a balance in all things. And it is that we've been getting up and getting down, up and getting down. So it's like I told the brothers, I'm just going to keep them up. Because if you got all that in the inside of you. Heard it saying, it's like, man, I want to get up each time, but man, we're up and down, we're up and down. It's like, well, it's something inside of you pushing you out. Amen. Amen. But we need to know what that prophet said. There is a balance in all things. That's what the prophet told us. He said, it's like the man that can, there's one of them can write checks and they ain't got no money in the bank. The other one's got money in the bank and don't know how to write checks. There's a balance. We don't want to go in fanaticism. We don't want to do anything like that. There's a balance. That's what that prophet told us in all things. And we were just back there talking. Is one of the things Brother Branham said is that we get so dimensionized, I guess it is. You hear that quote where he said, people think that if you ain't seeing things through my glasses, you ain't seeing things at all.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty quiet.
I guess that really needed to be said. We better really work on that because Sunday's communion. It's a human nature. If you don't see things like I see them, you ain't looking through my glasses, then you're wrong. Because that you don't stand up and clap, because that you don't come to our church, because you don't see things my way, it's a human nature. You ain't got it, I got it, and you don't. He said that blank, it stretches real far. It goes to everybody. Everybody. I was saying this afternoon, it's like on the day of Pentecost. I think when they finally, the day of Pentecost come, they didn't know what to do with themselves. I don't know what to do with myself. I'm up here. I tried. Brother Branham says sometimes that, you know, he says, I get there and he goes, I want to praise the Lord. And that squirrel, he says, they're looking. He goes, you think that was something? What's this? Round and round and round and round that tee and telling you up here. I feel the same way you do. I'm full of it. The Holy Spirit, that is. I tell the brothers, it's like a dam. And when you dam up the water, and it's been dammed for a long time, and that water is pushing and it's pushing and it's pushing. When you open up them floodgates, watch out. It's coming. That water is coming. And it's hard. It's even like Brother Branham did on the day he's talked about. He said, when speaking in tongues, he says, when it came into the church, he says, the people, they didn't know. They were so, man, here's a gift, and it's in the church, and it's operating. Here's what's happening. He said, just let it go. Let it go. And he said, I'll bring correction to it. When it's time, I'll bring correction to it. And he said, when you bring correction to it, he says, a real child of God, he says, it'll take the correction when it comes. Amen. That's what I want to be. I want to take correction when it comes. But we are. We get in that place that we want. Everybody's got to see it. Of course, I want everybody to see it the way I see it.
Amen.
So do you. You want everybody to see it. Of course, I think I'm the one that's got it right. I'm the only one that's got it right. You guys got some. I got, you know. It's in human nature. We know now. But we believe God sent a prophet.
Amen.
And that was the Holy Spirit working through that man. And that's what we believe in. So it doesn't matter. We got to be careful there. It is the love. That's that true to love one another. And somebody don't see it like you, or don't fellowship like you, or don't doing it. It's some, you know, to feel. And it is true. If I don't stand up, if I don't clap my hands, if I don't go to the church, you can't do that. You do what God works as an individual person. He works on an individual person. I'm glad He does. I like Him working on me. It's just, Bobby's got a full-time job right here. And I cry a lot. So is Bo Samuel. It's good. It is hard, and that we want to control us. But Brandon said that sometimes that it is. Sometimes different people are different ways and react different. Some people are, and I'm a very emotional person, and it's how to control yourself. Like Brother Branham said, that even that woman that had the gift of speaking in tongues, she said she had a gift. And he said, if you'll notice, said she spoke out of order. He said she felt it coming up on her, and she didn't yield to it. He said, because the prophet, the word was coming forth, she didn't yield to it. And so it is that in all things and in this message and what the Lord's doing for us, Lord, keep me balanced.
Amen.
Keep me balanced in the center of your will. It's so easy to go in a direction. That is the human being, is that it's easy to go over here and to come back. And it's love. Don't judge one another, neither. And it's easy to do, to look at somebody and judge them and what it is and what they're doing. You got a hard enough time that one you see in the mirror every morning. That's the only one you got to worry about, that one you see in the mirror. Just pray for your brother or pray for your sister. Just love them. Love's what brings it in. It's love is what got you here right now.
Amen.
Amen. It's love is what you got you standing.
Amen.
I got a quote. And you're going to love it. Oh, man. Man, he says, we've had Elijahs and coats and everything else and mantles and all kinds of nonsense and went off into organizationism and everything else. But there will come on this earth, by God's promise, a genuine servant of God, identified by God, by His word, being the answer of this day, till it'll set the bride in order.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's what we're doing. He says, yeah, a real little minority of the church and take it up. That's right.
Amen.
Now listen to this. I love this because I've been caught on this one before, somebody. It says, he says, that's right. He'll introduce and say, behold, there's the one I talked about.
Amen.
See, there he is. He will introduce us to the Messiah. Amen. So you better know His voice. Amen. And you can be seated now. Get ready. We are a word church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's something just inside of you. It is. I love that. Brother Branham said, we can hear the combine coming.
Amen.
He said, it's coming. It's coming for that wheat. It's coming for that bride. And he says, it's time to get ourselves ready. He says, all that time in the past, he said, it looked like the wheat. It seemed like the wheat. But when you open it up, there wasn't no wheat in it. He says, we're done past Pentecost. We've moved on past that. He says, we're in past that Pentecostal age. We're in the bride age.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He said that there was one in a million. And guess what? You're looking at one of the million right here. You better feel the same way. You're one of the million.
Amen.
See, there you go. Well, that's worth standing up for if you're one in a million. one of a million.
Amen.
That's right. By His grace, we are. Amen. It is, as we were talking back there, as Brother Branham said, it's, I love all you brothers, and I do it, but there's one person going, it's me. I'm the one that's gone. Brother Branham said, that's the way we're supposed to feel. If there's one going, it's me, Lord. I'm the one that's going. I'm the one that's going to make it. And I'm going to bring my family. I applied the token. I'm going to bring them. They're coming with me. He gets me. He gets the whole package. Praise the Lord. That token's powerful. He said you got to have that token. You apply that blood. And when you do, then it is. It doesn't matter if you got children, you got grandchildren, whatever it is. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus. It's powerful. Don't say, well, it doesn't look good. How can that be? Or anything else. Don't belittle my Lord Jesus. His blood, He did it for you. He promised it to you. You claim it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Just you got to believe it. Amen. We believe it, Lord. We believe it, Lord. We believe it. Praise the Lord. It is that I do, as telling my wife earlier today, is this is kind of like camp. Which is really is the big difference it is that can see is it's day after day when the children first get there, young people first show up and everybody, you don't know who's there and what's going on and everything else. And it's like Brother Branham said, he told us in the meetings, he said the first day, he says, I start talking, he'll say things, kind of fill out where the spirit is, kind of what's going on, kind of what's happening and stuff. Then it's the second day and the third day. Second day at camp, man, it's a lot better. It's like, whew, I thought, man, oh, wow. There's a lot of wows. But it's like, my Lord, what are we going to do? And then by the second day, it's better. The third day, it's getting really good. By the fourth day, amen, it's real good. Amen. By that last day, hey, praise the Lord. Hey, they're ready for the Holy Spirit. And that's what we've been. Day after day after day, the Lord. It helps us that we stay in the anointing. And it shows us every day what we have. It's not a special service, or it used to be, is or go down and say, oh man, I'm living from Easter to Easter. I'm living from convention to convention. It's every day. Our walk with the Lord Jesus is every day. And to feel like we feel now, it's got to be a constant staying in His presence and in that midst all the time. So it's that revival continues. But we do need one another. It's difference. We got to have one another. We draw strength from one another. We charge our batteries from one another. It's to be together. And when we are, we pull strength from one another. We give strength from one another. And so I'm thankful that the Lord's given us this time to come together with these Jubilee tapes to sit down and listen to these messages. And how wonderful. Haven't they been wonderful? Yeah. That's just thank you. Yes, thank the Lord. They've been wonderful, Lord. I love this, that we are attributes, Brother Branham said, of God. That last night, I said, I can't help but read a couple of these quotes. I felt bad when I walked out of church last night and it was 10:15. And I'm really sorry that we want to get right to the Word, but just a couple quotes. When you go through, you go back and you start digging in and you start listening, because there's so many things that you're in tune. And when we are, you know, what that prophet of God said, when you're in the right atmosphere, so when you create that right atmosphere, then when the Word comes forth, you're there. You're on top of it. You hear what that prophet's saying. But even then, so many things that he says goes right over top of our heads. We don't, what? I didn't catch that. I didn't hear it. And when you go back and you start prospecting again, you go through and pull those nuggets and people start sharing that with one another. Do you hear this and hear that? That's a revival. Amen. It's just so beautiful. Brother Bram is talking about the attributes, and from the beginning, he says, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. He says, do you believe that? Look, he was in Christ. Then, if you were in God, a gene, a word, an attribute from the beginning, then you walked with him here on earth. You talked with him on earth. You suffered with him here on earth. You died with him at Calvary. And you rose with him again. And now you're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, communing with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sitting together in heavenly places. He said, this is communion. We know that we're going to take communion, that he said, that it's the ordinance of God that he left for us to do. And it is that one of the things is to remind you that getting ready, that the ones that are here in the church, that he said, that's the great showdown. He said, you better be ready. When you come up to that communion table, you better be ready. So if you're not ready for it, get ready. Get ready. Get everything out of the way. Don't leave no stone unturned. He said, that's something, an ordinance that he left to do, just like baptism. You have to have that. So we want to be ready. Because when it comes, every time I come to the communion table, I can hardly pick up that wine glass. My hands are just shaking. It's like, Lord, this is the showdown. So we want to be ready. So anyway, I've got a couple more quotes here. Sorry, I make them real quick here. Brother Branham, I love this. We were catching it the other night. Is where Brother Branham, he comes in. Did you know he was an artist? He was an artist in many ways. He comes, Brother Branham, he says, don't miss it while I sketch the rest of this scripture for you. Amen. He's going to sketch it out for us here. Amen. So he sketched it. He did that on paragraph 250, 254, and then he comes 274, 20 paragraphs later, and he shows us the picture. Amen. He says, am not I tonight trying to tell you word by word, even to the position, the place, the names, the numbers, everything, all the signs, times, everything, that we're right here at the end time. Surely you can see what I'm talking about. See, look, that's so plain it should need to be identified. He said when he was here on earth, search the scriptures, and today, I'm saying that, in them you think you have eternal life, and they are what? That testify of what I am. See who I am. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. God living in a man. It was in plain view. Amen. We don't worship the man, but we worship the God that was in the man. God once again revealing himself to the bride of Jesus Christ in this end time. We recognize it. Amen. That was Malachi 4. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's great. We're eagles.
Amen.
I love it. He said that eagle sitting down in that barnyard. He says he knew he didn't belong there.
Amen.
You know the quote I'm going to read next.
Come on.
You got to hear it anyway.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And when a man or a woman is set under creeds and cold formal religion, if he's ordained to be the Son of God, and he sees the Word of God preached in its power, and God vindicated it, he's an eagle to begin with.
Amen.
He'll run to it as sure as 2 and 2 are 4. He can't help it. Amen. Because his very nature loves the Word of God. I don't care what anybody else says. When he sees the Word of God being manifested, he flies to it because he was a little eagle. As they go on to say, he said, Mammy, how am I going to get up from here? And he said, just make a jump. I'll catch you. Amen. Amen. Just make a jump. He'll catch you. He'll catch you. The only thing you have to do is just make to jump to your feet. One jump to God. One promise. Lord Jesus, I believe you with all my heart. I believe the message of the hour. I see it confirmed. And I know it's right. Jump to your feet. Mama will catch you. Don't worry. You're an eagle. She'll be right there to get you. He'll get you. He'll get you. Amen. That eagle knew who it was by the scream of that voice. Amen. Amen. Now you can remain standing. Sorry about that. Ah. I was going to have you stand the whole time. So you'd be nice and relaxed when we get ready to get the most important part. Hearing the word. That's what we're here for. But we want to go to prayer, and we want to invite him to come and to be with us. We know that he's here. We all brought him with us. Has he been with you all day today?
Amen.
Amen. Have you come prepared for tonight?
Amen.
So the ground's all dug up, and it's ready and everything. The seed's in the ground, and it's sitting there and sprouting. Here it is, it's sitting now in the presence of the sun, the wheat. The more it sits in the sun, the riper and golder it gets. That golden brown, only by sitting in the presence of the sun. And the sun is this word, this message. That's how it ripens. He waters it with his Holy Spirit. He showers down on us all week and nice, just like a nice spring rain he's given us this week. Just raining down on top of us. And he'll rain on us, and then he'll come on with his Holy Spirit, and then he gives us the word, and we bathe in his word and that sunshine. And then we go out during the day and we hear the word, we hear the message. Wonderful. Speak to him every morning. Is it the first thing you do?
Amen.
Every day is quiet time.
Amen.
Every day, every morning is quiet time. And it's just not at a certain time, Saturday morning. That's wonderful. And I encourage you to do that. We have many visitors that are here, and this church is always going to be like that. We're always going to have many visitors. We want to encourage you to join us when we do have quiet time, when the world comes together. I didn't come up with that. The prophet of God came up with that. He says when all those prayers are going up, he says God can't ignore it. All the prayers of the saints at one time around the world, that's why he had them. He says that 9 and 12 and 3 o'clock, he says that prayer chain all the time going around the world. Somebody criticized me and says it's like Mecca. You guys looking to one place. It's like, you're calling Brother Branham that then. Because Brother Branham is the one that said Jeffersonville time.
Amen.
They set their watches to Jeffersonville time. So that we're all in the same time, one mind and one accord, speaking to him. And if you haven't done it, I invite you to do it.
Amen.
You always want to do it.
Amen.
But you speak to him every morning,
yes,
every day, every hour. He's the friend that never leaves us.
Amen.
So let us bow our heads and let's just be thinking about him and worshiping. Lord, we love you. We're so thankful that once again we can come before your presence here tonight, be in this atmosphere with our brothers and sisters that we're going to spend eternity with, Lord. I can't wait to see the rest of your bride. They're going to be from the east and the west and the north and the south, red, yellow, black, white, all different colors from everywhere, Lord. They all love you and we love them. What a wonderful time that's going to be, that great wedding supper that we're looking forward to. And we truly believe that it's coming very, very soon. And he says that we'll be at that great wedding supper when we're there. He'll come and wipe the tears from our eyes. He's going to do it. And then we'll cry no more. And we'll be in eternity. We'll be at that place where he's been telling us all this week, that rapture. He says, we'll do things. That just thrills me. We're going to do things. We're going to be together. We're going to know one another. Be able to shake one another's hand. Be able to fellowship. Talk about good things. Talk about things that are here on earth that happened. How else can we sit down and talk to Moses and Noah and what happened at his time? What's going on? How wonderful. Eternity. Thousands and thousands and thousands of years. No end to it. He said, what's important? Let's just be there. I just want to be there, Lord. Keep me balanced. Keep me in your word. I want to do that. I fall. I stumble and go up and down. But just keep me in your word, Lord Jesus. Keep your Holy Spirit in me. I want to invite our brother Samuel to come up and the prayer request is to take him before the Lord. We just want to thank the Lord, though, that once again, Lord, you've allowed us to come together to hear your word and to be together.
We have a prayer request for the Grayson family. We won't take the time to read all of these requests, but Sister Joan Grayson Thomas, her mother has passed away. The visitation is Thursday between 1 and 8 p.m. in Charleston, Indiana, at the Grayson Funeral Home. And then the funeral is at 11 o'clock Friday. So just pray for the Grayson Thomas family. There's other requests here that we won't take the time to read them all, but God knows them.
Yes.
We could just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to gather one more time. Lord, to hear thus saith the Lord. Lord, just to be in your presence, Lord. We invite you, Lord, to come and just walk up and down these aisles, Lord, and speak to our hearts. And Lord, to minister to us and draw us closer to you. Because, Lord, we're at the end and we know that. Lord, the word of God has been declared in its power. And Lord, we want to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Lord, we commit ourselves to you, Lord. We just want to yield ourselves completely to you, Lord. That you would just have full control, not only in just this service, but in our lives every day.
Yes,
Lord, as our brother Joseph has declared to us about quiet time. Lord, God, we want to get quiet, Lord, before you, so you can speak to us and we can hear your voice, Lord. And God, you could visit us, Lord, and we wouldn't miss it. Lord, these requests, each heart, Lord, I had forgotten, Lord, in my humanity to even ask the people to raise their hands. I'm sorry, but Lord, you know the hearts of your children, Lord. Meet every need, Lord. We ask your perfect will to be done, Lord, in our lives. And these prayer requests, it's been written down. And I just think in there, Lord, about your children around the world. Lord, your bride. Lord, there's people, the believers in China, in Japan, and we don't even know their names, but Lord, you know them. And Lord, just encourage them. Give them strength, Lord, for the journey. Lord, I don't know what messages they have in their language, but whatever messages they've got, Lord, when that voice goes forth, Lord, oh God, may the presence of God be felt in their midst, Lord. Meet every need. We love you, Lord. We commit this service into your hands. All we can say is just thank you, Lord, for your provisions. We love you with all of our heart. Just continue to work on us. Help us to be like you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Touch the Lord as He
back again, and what a wonderful service as we've been having. I know everyone feels the same way, and just looking forward to hearing that word. This little chorus just kept coming on my heart all day. It's how great is our God, and how great is His word. Amen. How great is our God. How great is His word. He's the greatest one that ever was heard. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said,
he brought me out of the fiery flame. Oh, He Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. Though these are days of great trial, of famine and darkness and sword, still we have a voice in this desert crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. All the fields are now ripe in your world, and we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill salvation come. These are the days of Messiah, discerning the hearts of men. And these are the days of Jesus Christ, the Word in flesh again. And these are the days of adoption, manifesting the sons of God. And these are the days that were prophesied of Christ and his bride becoming one. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation come. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 There's no God like, there's no God like our God. There's no God like our Jesus. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Let the trumpet call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. How does Zion till salvation comes? Lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee. How does Zion till salvation
I cannot, you may stand actually. After hearing that, I have to sing this song. This is the year of Jubilee.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is the year of Jubilee. Oh, when the lame shall walk and the blind shall see, when the Lord shall set the captive free. This is the year of Jubilee. This is the year, this is the year of Jubilee. Oh, in the lame shall walk, in the blind shall see, and the Lord shall set the captive free. This is the year of Jubilee. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem,
Seen the dead raised.
Yeah.
Both sides of the church. Yeah. And how many more miracles have taken place? How many more healings that has taken place in our lives and other people that we know? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I can guarantee you that after we have this week, as Brother Brand said, he said, you'll notice, he said, you ministers, he says, after I leave and I'm gone, he says, for weeks afterwards, he says, the people will be coming up telling you of healings, and man, oh, once I had this in my neck, or I had this in my back, or I had this, and it's gone. It's gone. Amen. I think you feel it more. It might be a dry log, but I burn good. Well, now we've come to the most important part of the service. Amen?
Amen.
The reason that we're here, to hear the Word, the most important thing. Praise God. I want to do the best that we can is to lay a foundation for a prophet. What an honor it is for us. What an honor it is for you to be sitting there to hear it, that you can hear it. To be able, we have our brother Vitney and sister Luda that's here, and they speak Ukrainian and Russian, and they struggle to try to do it, and we can just hear it. We're blessed. Brother's talking about people in China, talking about people in Indonesia, Vietnam, different places of the world. They don't have the same pleasure that we do. We're truly blessed. We're going to be responsible for a lot. What does Hank Tote Fetch and all that mean to us? It's wonderful. And it's wonderful to them too. You don't know what that means, but I like it. There's a lot of times, there's a lot of things that Brother Brandon says, and I don't know what it means, but I like it.
Amen.
It is, it's words of eternal life to us. Because he said that every sound has a meaning. Brother Brandon just didn't say in the possum story, it's like, well, that's just a possum story. Oh my goodness. It speaks volumes to the bride of Jesus Christ. What does that do for us? How that encourages me so many times that I can apply things that happen in my life daily to that story, that what happened. He didn't haphazardly say things like that. It just wasn't random type of things that he said. God don't waste time. God don't waste words. And it doesn't matter what he said. We just accept it. It was a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man. Amen. How wonderful it is. Can't say enough to have about that revelation and believe that. And that's where we need to be, is if you want to get everything out of what you're getting ready to hear, that's where you need to be. Brother Branham says you got to get in the right atmosphere. He talked about a dog and a cat and raised it up underneath a chicken. A chicken laid underneath the egg, or the eagle underneath the egg of the chicken. He said the right atmosphere, it hatched and it came out. That's what we want to do. We want to hatch. We're little eaglets. And we want to get underneath the right atmosphere, Lord, so that you can come in and talk to us. So as we bow our heads one last time, is before we welcome God's prophet to come up here, to bring the message, how thankful we are. Once again, Holy Spirit, we invite you to come, be with us, anoint us, open up our hearts, our souls, our mind, everything, every fiber of our being, Lord. All the distractions out, let me hang on every word, because it means something to us, Lord. And if I don't know what it means, I'm just going to say, amen. Amen. I don't have my guards up. The only thing that you can do to be totally relaxed and be is in the presence of the Lord is what you're getting ready to do right now. Anything else, I'm up here. You better have your guard up. I wouldn't knowingly tell you anything wrong, but I could. But what that prophet said is, thus saith the Lord. It's the word. Amen. It's the bride getting ready to hear from the bridegroom. Speaking through a vessel, he picked a man, he chose a man. If there's a visitor here that, no, we don't worship a man. We worship the God in the man. That God chose the man. And you must recognize that man. Just like he tried to trick you last night. He ain't tricked. You get the people to believe you. You got to believe that messenger. What did he say here? He says it was before. Where's the signs? Here's what's been performed before you. What's that? Where's the sign of the Messiah? If this isn't it, where's it at? This is it. He's vindicated. It's proof. We've seen it. Don't waste your time trying to tell me, well, this didn't happen and that didn't happen and this date and everything else. It's like, I bet they said that to David. They didn't pierce your hands and pierce your feet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, I love God. Great is the mystery of God. He said he reveals it to his babes. Thank the Lord He did it to the ignorant and unlearned. That's me. Lord, I'm just ignorant and unlearned. Lord, all I know is to say amen and I believe it. That's all I know. So I care to know. I want to know whatever You'll give me. Give it to me. But I just believe it. So let's just sing our little national anthem as we welcome Brother Branham to come to bring us the message tonight. Welcome to the pulpit tonight, our leader, the Holy Spirit, speaking through His prophet, bring us the words of eternal life. Welcome, Brother Branham, to the platform. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.
Thank you, Brother Williams.